Spiritual growth in marriage needs rhythm. Without rhythm, good intentions fade. Couples may say we should pray more or we should read the Bible together, but then life gets crowded. Work, children, bills, exhaustion, phones, conflict, and distractions take over. That is why this course introduces the seven connections of love. The seven connections of love are self, marriage, or close friend, family, small group, or friends, church, kingdom, unreached world. These seven connections form a personal and shared discipleship walk. In each connection, we learn to talk to God in prayer and listen to God through the Bible. First, there is the self. Each spouse must personally walk with God. A husband cannot outsource his soul to his wife. A wife cannot depend only on her husband's faith. Each one is called to pray, listen, repent, and grow. Second, there is marriage. Husband and wife learn to bring their covenant before God. They pray about their love, their wounds, their decisions, their intimacy, their children, their temptations, and their mission. Third, there is family. A Christian marriage becomes a household of formation. Children, grandchildren, relatives, and those brought into the home should experience prayer, scripture, grace, truth, and belonging. Fourth, there are small groups or friends. No marriage should live in isolation. Wise friends and small groups can encourage, challenge, support, and pray. Fifth, there is the church. Marriage is strengthened when it is connected to worship, teaching, sacraments, fellowship, and the larger body of Christ. Sixth, there is the kingdom. A couple asks, how is our marriage serving God's purposes beyond ourselves? This may include hospitality, mentoring, giving, leadership, ministry, or service. Seventh, there is the unreached world. Christian marriage is not meant to become a private comfort zone. It becomes a witness. A covenant household can shine Christ's love to neighbors, co-workers, strangers, and those who do not yet know the Lord. In every connection, the pattern is simple. Talk and listen. Talk to God in prayer. Listen to God through scripture. A couple does not need to master all seven connections at once. They can begin with one small practice. Pray together once this week. Read one psalm. Bless one child. Invite one couple for dinner. Serve one person. Talk about one kingdom burden. Spiritual growth together becomes powerful when it becomes ordinary. The seven connections of love help marriage move outward from private survival into covenant mission.